IAPSS District 4 Chair and Superintendent of Southmont Schools, Dr. Stephanie Hofer. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. Although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Stephanie Hofer. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Dr. Butts, for having me.
So we are in South Montgomery, also known as Southmont School District. Tell us a little bit about, for those who don't know, tell us about Southmont and the community that we're in.
Perfect. Southmont is a rural school district. We have three elementary schools that serve preschool through fifth grade, one junior high, and one high school. Our total enrollment's a little over 1,600, and our free and reduced is roughly 40%. We have a national blue ribbon school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We were one of 16 Indiana schools to fly to Washington, D.C. to be recognized for our exemplary high performance.
Wow.
And we are IDOE STEM certified at elementary and junior high level.
That's especially in today's environment where we're all trying to work towards preparing our students for whatever lies beyond that. So important to have that STEM certification, that STEM focus. And I know some of the legislation in the 2026 session also focuses on additional opportunities for STEM. So, South Montgomery, what's interesting, and one of the things that I've learned, is in Montgomery County, there are three school districts. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so, North Montgomery can't be referred to as Northmont, but South Montgomery is referred to as Southmont,
yes,
right?
Yes, do not
tell us
make
about that,
that
culture.
Mistake.
How did you learn that when you came to Southmont, and why is that so different?
Well, I learned it immediately, probably day zero before I got here, I was told. And of course, I messed up and said north and then south and was quickly corrected. And I will tell you, Dr. Butts, I have not made that mistake again.
It only took one time.
It is North Montgomery, Crawfordsville, and south.
Yeah. So. Stephanie, you have been an educator your entire career. Tell us a little bit about how you or what your pathway was to the superintendency.
Well, I am a Purdue Boilermaker.
Boiler up.
Which works out well here in Montgomery County since we are so close to Purdue University. I am from the region.
Okay.
So lived in Crown Point, went to Merrillville High School, and served as a teacher in Lake Station in Northwest Indiana, and then IPS schools, then transitioned to Decatur Township, where I was an assistant principal, principal, assistant superintendent, and now the superintendent of Southmont Community Schools. So every community, Dr. Butts, has at every level taught me some major life lessons.
Yeah.
That have shaped my upbringing and dedication to education.
So you came from a township school in Marion County, Decatur Township, to, as you shared, rural Montgomery County. How has that transition been, and what are some of the lessons that you have learned or taken away that are helping you to be the leader that you are here in South Montgomery?
Well, I have learned that there is absolutely more than one way to do practically everything and anything. And you can still get positive outcomes.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing here at Southmont. From starting here and being in year two, I receive pies on a regular basis, cookies. We have
all
quite
homemade.
A few. Yeah, all homemade. Quite a few farmers that will bring corn and have it here. I have ridden in a combine.
Yeah.
So...
was that a new experience for you?
Absolutely new experience. Definitely something new for me. So coming from urban to rural, What I've learned is kids are kids.
Yeah.
They all have many of the same just concerns, issues, struggles.
Yep.
It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah.
And Southmont's a very prideful community. There are a lot of folks that step up and
I was going to say, people really love their schools, don't they?
They
absolutely. And they love their community.
They absolutely are. We have a super supportive school board. We have a 7-member school
okay.
board. And just parents that love their children fiercely. So it's an absolute amazing place to call home. And I know it sounds cliche, but we really are a family. You know, our teachers and administrators want our students to become the very best version of themselves.
Sure.
And I will tell you something different from larger school district to smaller is that everyone knows everyone.
Which can be good and bad.
Exactly. Lots of people are related and yeah. know each other, so I usually get the heads up on that. The entire community here in this small district shows up for each other.
Mm.
Whether it's for kids, Friday night football, a theater production, a scholarship banquet, we're a high-achieving school district with a huge support system.
And am I correct that a lot of the growth right now in Montgomery County is in your school district? Is that correct?
Yes.
On the south side of Crawfordsville in South Montgomery Schools, right?
Yes, that is correct that we are close to Crawfordsville, but all the houses that have been going up, and we're expecting hundreds of homes, they're all tagged for Southmont Schools.
Yeah. Talk about a little bit, you know, the superintendency is a role that just takes a tremendous amount of time, a tremendous amount of focus. You're a leader, but you're also a mother and a wife and have those responsibilities outside of your job. How do you keep all that balanced? How do you find that space for you that helps you to be the best superintendent you can be and then also be the best person outside of that role that you really want to do? How do you find that balance for yourself?
You know, I'm not sure I'm the best role model for balance.
I'm not sure anybody is, especially in a superintendent role. But, you know, it's not that 50-50, is it?
Exactly.
We find where it works.
No, I've been striving for that balance for many years. But I will say my two children, Emma and Drew, along with my husband of almost 22 years now, help me stay grounded because I obviously devote my time to the community I serve,
right.
But at the same time, my kids are young, and they have show choir and golf and football and
All the things.
So I try on a personal level to just, you know, eat healthy. Mm-hmm. When I don't eat healthy, I can feel it.
Sure.
I exercise daily. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I like that quiet time.
Yeah.
Where I can exercise and go to the gym before 5. And I just like to make sure that I can have that quiet time.
Now, I tend to look at my phone first thing before I get out of bed, even before I go work out. Are you guilty of that habit as well?
I am guilty. And when I say I wake up at 4:30, I'm guilty of also being the person up past midnight. So
yeah.
I do have to be better at that.
Burning at both ends.
I feel better, though, when I get everything done that I want. So
you mentioned working out. What does Stephanie Hofer like to do when she is not being the superintendent? When you have a minute to yourself, besides that time you take in the morning to work out, what is it that you like to do just to fill your bucket?
I love watching series that I don't have to think about.
Sure.
We're finishing up Righteous Gemstones. So I like to watch, you know, or people that go missing and the crime scene things. So things that are so far-fetched that have nothing to do with education.
Yeah.
I love to travel and go to the beach. I know you and I both like to spend some time in Naples when
yes,
we can.
Yes, where my family is currently residing, where I graduated from high school. It's a wonderful
mm-hmm.
community.
It is a wonderful community. So if there's sunshine, beaches, I'm there.
You mentioned being humble when you were talking about your family and grounded. As superintendent, especially in a community like Southmont, when you go to a store, a restaurant, when you walk into a school, people know Dr. Hofer is the superintendent. She is the one that makes those big decisions. She's the kind of the top of the leadership realm in South Montgomery Schools. What do you do to help keep yourself humble when you walk in and the whole environment changes?
Well, I will tell you that I am first generation born American. My parents both immigrated from Macedonia. I'm first in my family to go to college. And when I go home to the region, I still speak Macedonian fluently with my family. And what I will tell you is my mom and dad keep me grounded on many levels. So when I received my doctorate, first people I called, you know, I defended my dissertation. I was so excited. Call my parents. They were crying and happy and excited. And then 1 minute later said, okay, that's enough. Keep your head out of the clouds and make sure you go home and make dinner for your family. They're just, you know, my background growing up was youngest of three children, and being an immigrant home in Northwest Indiana, it was just take pride in what you do, raise to work hard, and treat everyone with the same respect. And there was no deviating from that. If I was going to ever do anything of the sort, I would be in big trouble. So,
what a great story, though, and what a great history that you come from and have can share with other students and share with your staff. When you think about South Montgomery Schools, what are you most excited about for the future of South Montgomery Schools and where you are leading the district towards here in the future?
I'm just really excited about expanding all the opportunities we're creating for our Southmont students.
Yeah.
Our principals are working very hard, creating more academic pathways, bringing more dual credit, early college opportunities to our students. Each year we add more students with the Indiana College Corps, working hard to just make sure every student's prepared for life beyond graduation. So we're excited for what comes next. And my own daughter's a freshman, so under those new graduation requirements.
You're getting to live it firsthand.
I am absolutely getting to live it. I'm also just excited. We have a really strong fiscal foundation here at Southmont. So, it's just, our school board, they're passionate about our schools, our families, and we just want to make sure everyone has access to quality education. Mm. Our students, we want them to make sure they have every successful avenue for opportunity in life.
Last question, as I know our time is getting short, it's the one that I ask every single one of my guests. When you think about leading with excellence, that is the title of this podcast. When you think about leading with excellence, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
You know, Dr. Butts, I have very high expectations. Mm-hmm. That's, and when we talk about how people would describe me, they would say she loves us, but she's demanding. But in addition to having those high expectations for those I lead, I set even higher standards for myself. So I want to lead by example and ensure that I'm guiding, supporting, and developing a strong leadership capacity in those around me.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I want to model the way, empower the heart, and lead from the center.
Wow. Model the way, empower the heart, and lead from the center. I love that. Thank you, Stephanie. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the IAPSS District 4 Chair and Superintendent of Southmont Schools, Dr. Stephanie Hofer. Stephanie's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title.
Thank you.
Hope today's conversation helped you see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.